With me now is Gary Cantrell. Gary's the Deputy Inspector General for the Office of Investigations, the top cop in OIG's law enforcement efforts. Thank you, Gary. And
thank you.
Just broadly speaking, talk a little bit about the enforcement work that you have done and what's coming up in the year ahead.
Well, in the Office of Investigations, our primary mission is to investigate, detect fraud against HHS programs. Primarily, that relates to Medicare and Medicaid fraud. And our greatest resource in that fight against fraud are our people. We have over 600 dedicated, resourceful men and women who are expert in this area of investigating fraud related to HHS programs.
Well, data analytics also is playing a bigger role along with the people skills that you have with your special agents. Talk a little bit about how the data analysis works and how it's become a bigger part of your work.
Data analytics has become a growing part of our work. It's always been a part of our work, but even more today, we use data analytics to allocate our resources. So we identify where fraud hotspots exist geographically, and we locate our resources to have a higher impact with our investigations.
Can you talk about a particular case recently where data analytics is what made it a success?
Sure. Data analytics also helps us in our investigations. And in a recent example in South Florida, we had a case where through the use of data, we were able to identify over $1.5 million, which had been submitted to the Medicare system within a month of a fraudulent provider whose intent was only to commit fraud and never provide a service and stop those payments from going out the door. So while we continue to investigate this case, the payments had been stopped, and we ended up arresting four people within 2 months.
Well, South Florida is where the strike force model was first tried out, and it's now spread across the country. Talk a little bit about how the strike force model works.
Well, strike force model is a model that was developed in Miami, and we have a team of individuals from the OIG, the FBI, working with prosecutors from the Department of Justice, a team approach to investigating healthcare fraud, and an increased emphasis on the use of data to further these investigations more quickly than we did historically.
Well, dozens of criminals steal millions of dollars and then flee the country and become fugitives. When that happens, what do you do?
Well, unfortunately, that's correct. Some individuals think they can get out of jail free by leaving the country. Unfortunately for them, we have a global reach, and we're through our partners, such as Interpol, we're able to locate and apprehend these individuals and bring them to justice back in the United States.
What about the OIG's Most Wanted website? What role does that play?
The OIG Most Wanted fugitive site is great for us in alerting the public to the issues related to healthcare fraud. They can visit this site, see our 10 most wanted, and if they know anything about these individuals, they can contact us to alert us to their location and help us apprehend them.
Well, the headlines are made with Medicare and Medicaid. That's what we hear about the most. But what are some other arenas where you're doing detective work?
We're also very active in the child support enforcement arena. If a deadbeat parent fails to pay their child support obligations and leaves the state to avoid paying, it becomes a federal case and we get involved. We also are very interested in the grants that the Department of Health and Human Services issues and fraud within those areas. HHS is the largest grant-making organization in the federal government, so there's lots of opportunity there for our work.
What kind of impact do you think that the enforcement work is having on healthcare fraud?
I think we're having a tremendous impact. For every dollar invested in our anti-fraud efforts, along with our partners, $7 is returned to the Medicare Trust Fund.
Gary Cantrell, thank you for giving us a glimpse of what you're going to be doing in the year ahead.